7.
We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sarah, America. It's Thursday. One more day till Friday. Let's check out some of the temperatures because it looks like Altus, you're the hot spot in the whole state. You're tied with a few people over in southeastern Oklahoma, but out here in western Oklahoma, in the Texas Panhandle, you are hot at 79. 72 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. 71 at Slapout, 72 at the May Ranch, 68 at La Homa. And out here in the panhandle of Texas, well, we got 71 at Lipscomb, 69 at Miami, 75 at Dozier, 76 at Wellington, and 77 at Odell. All right, let's check out what's going on. What is today? Nothing crazy went on yesterday at the Clark Ponderosa. Trying to think, what did I do? Worked on a garden, did a little more work to the peanut ground, and went and looked for some clamps for some 8-inch irrigation pipe. And what else did I do? Went and looked at a sprayer. And anyway, everything looks pretty good. Talked to a buddy of mine that come back from Oklahoma City yesterday. Went and bought him a new toy, a new little pasture sprayer. Anyway, he said, there's a lot of hay along 152. So, anyway, it's coming back from Mustang, I guess. A lot of hay out there. So, anyway, we got that going on. Oh, I'm looking for some information from somebody. If you don't mind texting in on the text line, 580-225-9697. I have the possibility of maybe 4 big old pecan trees that need cut down and a couple of big elms. I want to find somebody who will cut it down and haul it off for firewood and maybe share some of that firewood with the tree owner. How's that? So if you got anybody out there that you know of that does that, give me a shout on the text line. 580-225-9697. I think we got to fit. Thin down some of the pecan trees so the other ones will be a little more successful, and they're pretty good pecan trees, so it ain't junk. Anyway, I'd appreciate any help from all the listeners no matter what. Coming up next Friday at La Homa will be the OSU wheat test plot deal at their test center there. That's the last one of the year, a week from tomorrow at La Homa. So anyway, I'm going to, if I get 100% permission, I'm at 95% right now with OSU, but I'm going to be doing the show live from La Homa next Friday, so that'll be pretty fun. I think Dr. Carver and some other people are going to be there. I think I know Dr. Silva and some of those others, OSU wheat people, is going to be there, so it's the last one of the year. It looks like it's going to be a pretty good one. I don't know if they... I wonder, it wasn't too far from my home when they got that big hail storm, but I'm sure we'll have it going on over there next Friday at La Homa. Okay, let's see what happened overnight in our big old ag world. Ready? Soybeans and corn were higher overnight, and wheat surged on concerns about global weather. Flooding in the Brazilian state of the Rio Grande do Sul has killed around 100 people so far and left another 110 missing, the government said. Parts of the state are still underwater. Fields are flooded and access to ports from inland farming areas have been disrupted in Brazil, the world's largest exporter of soybeans. Grain trucks are having to drive an extra 250 miles to deliver their goods. In the U.S., meanwhile, rainfall has missed most of Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle in the past 7 days, according to the National Weather's precipitation page. And speaking of weather, coming up, our third segment, right around 12:35 or so in there, as I promised yesterday, we're going to do a little bit of rainfall comparison in Oklahoma. And thanks to Mrs. Sean Walters over at Canute for sending me a app that, I mean, makes it really easy to find, but more on that coming up in the third segment. Striped rush has, striped rust has been found in 24 Kansas counties so far, according to the Kansas State University's Agronomy Department. The wheat, the winter wheat crop in Kansas is ahead of its normal growth stage, leaving several regions past the window for fungicide applications, according to the university in its update last week. Soybean futures for July delivery rose 4.5 cents to $12.32 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal added $1.90 to $3.80.40 a short ton, and soy oil was up 0.03 cents to 43.82 cents a pound. Corn futures gained 2 cents to 460 and a half a bushel. Wheat futures for July delivery jumped 9 cents to 643 a bushel in Chicago overnight, and Kansas City futures were up 12 and a quarter to $6.60 and 3/4 cents a bushel. Ethanol. Today is Thursday. That's when the ethanol report comes out. Ethanol output fell again, and inventories dropped to the lowest level this year in the 7 days that ended on May 3rd, according to the Energy Information Administration. Production of biofuel fell to an average of 965,000 barrels a day, down from 987,000 barrels a week earlier. In the Midwest, the biggest producer, output dropped to an average of 914,000, down from 930,000 last week. Gulf Coast production fell to 22,000 barrels from 25,000 barrels, and Rocky Mountain output declined to 8,000 from 11,000. Ethanol inventories in the week that through May 12th dropped to 24.2 million barrels. That's down from 25.488 million a week earlier, and the lowest level since December 29th. Let's see what's going on the weather in our agriculture farm belt. Flash flood warnings and flood water watches have been issued for parts of Kentucky and Tennessee. Yesterday it was Missouri, now it's Kentucky and Tennessee today. 6 inches of rain have fell in central Kentucky overnight, and flash flooding is already occurring. In central Tennessee, 5 to 7 inches of precipitation has already fallen, and floods will continue in the area. No additional rainfall is forecasted for today. Western Iowa, meanwhile, thunderstorms likely will fire up starting tomorrow and again on Sunday. What I seen in our forecast for western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle was cool weather, and maybe a really good chance of rain moving in Monday, the last I seen. So we'll see what's going on there. Okay, today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is a grassroots organization that gives a voice to Oklahoma farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Directed and guided by Oklahoma farmers and ranchers, Oklahoma Farm Bureau advocates for our state agriculturists and rural communities around our state, at the state capitol, and in Oklahoma City, and the halls of Congress in Washington, D.C. You can very easily join the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau by going to their office in Cheyenne. Memberships are just $37.50 and come with many benefits like insurance, life insurance, free roadside assistance, and discounts with various businesses. Call 580-497-2579 or just go online to okfarmbureau.org. Oklahoma Farm Bureau, great organization. Anyway, the penny news is out. Hope you guys went and got your copy because they go fast. Anyway, nothing crazy going on in the penny news this week except a bunch of great============ great information. On the front page of the Penny News, there's the farmer's favorite thing to do is go to an auction coming up. Looks like this Saturday at 10 o'clock in Vernon. Lots of good stuff in there. Combines, balers, swathers, dozers, front end loader, big tractors. There's even a camper in there. And I looked online. There's a really couple good looking trailers in there. Let me see what size. Let's see what they've got information. Semi, truck, and trailers. We got, here we go. Huh. I know what's in there. Well, I guess not. It says it's in there, but it's not. But anyway, there's some good-looking grain trailers in there, according to the pictures anyway. And then, of course, Atwoods, I hate you today. I went in there a week ago Saturday, buy some new totes, heavy totes, the ones with the yellow lids, the black ones. Anyway, I wasn't even talking to the manager. I said, yeah, my wife needs these now. And now they're off sale because they was on sale a couple months ago. He said, yeah, they're handy, but now they're not on sale. Guess what? That's the buy of the week at all your Atwood stores this week. $9.99, not $2 off of those 27-gallon heavy totes. And they are really good totes. And Mother's Day is coming up this weekend, and looks like Atwood's, and their deal is focused on moms, hardworking moms. So anyway, check out the Atwoods insert in there. And then I got a quote for you real quick from Jerry Nine in the Today in Ag page there on page number 5. Recalling names can be a challenge. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm one of the worst in the world. If I don't hear it at least 10 times, I don't remember it. So anyway, it was pretty funny what he said in here, one of these quotes. He said, a friend of mine told me that up until he was 20 years old, he thought his heart was in his rear end. I said, why do you think that? He said, Grandma used to pat me on the rear and say, bless your little heart. So there you go. Anyway, we're going to take Oklahoma Farm Bureau break on that one. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside, and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance, is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
What's better than a new Hustler zero-turn mower? A new Hustler zero-turn mower with up to $300 off. DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City is helping cut your grass and your costs. Purchase a new in-stock Hustler mower and get up to $300 off. What a grass-cutting, money-saving deal. This offer is only good till May 18th, so you better hustle. That's at DJ's Rentals and Sales at 911 South Main Street in Elk City. Or call them at 580-225-1400.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats. Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Ken Russ here at Hobart Stockyard. Folks, we are seeing cattle bring top prices right here home. We're competitive with Oklahoma City. We have proven on several occasions, with the trust of local bigger cattle producers, top prices, less work, travel time, and greater returns on their cattle right here home. We have great working relationships with private independent buyers to guarantee you top prices for your cattle. We have the cleanest and best facilities to handle your cattle. Fresh water and quality hay out at all times. We do not receive chronically sick, injured, or trailer cattle. We only sell the best at Hobart Stockyard.
Hobart Stockyards at 580-726-3306.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, It was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
They want you to see them as people and not just a number. They love when you know their name when they walk in the door and greet them with a smile. They love that. I like to hear people's stories and find out about their lives and get to know them. We sponsor in the community a lot, in the communities and the surrounding communities. We just really care about people. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Member FDIC.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, my listeners have come alive and they've got me helped out on the tree deal. How about cool is that? I got to finish getting the details from the landlord, which trees he wants, but I'll go ahead and call a couple of these people here and see what's going on. Anyway, so I get this question asked a lot, so I'll just answer it on air. What is the deal with the secret weapon? Well, it involves a cowboy and golf. How's that? That's a simple way to put it. I'm not sure if it's a good combination or a bad combination, but it involves a cowboy from Roger Mills County and the golf. So there you go. So anyway, he's known as a secret weapon if you want him on your team. Anyway, so we'll see what happens here. So, all right, Texas. Ag weather update. Here you go. Dozer. 77 degrees, humidity's 22%, dew point's 35, the wind's out of the northeast at 18, with wind gust going right now at 22. Peak wind gust today is 29 miles per hour, and month-to-date precipitation, 0.34 inches, 34 one-hundredths of an inch, or 341 thousandths if they look at it in Roger Mills County. Anyway, 8-inch soil temperature, 66 degrees. Man, it needs to warm up a little bit. So anyway, I checked mine this morning at daybreak, and we were doing peanuts, and it was 59 degrees. How about that? Okay, currently here in the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center, 73.2 degrees. The winds are out of the north at 7 miles an hour, and humidity's 27. So anyway, okay, here is. I got to get all my paperwork in order here. There we go. Anyway. Here is the Lipscomb Dealerships Ag Market Update. Got all kinds of cool stuff going on with it. Let me check it real quick. And nothing great going on there. Matter of fact, I don't see anything but coffee in the green right now. So let's start out with the corn. May corn, 443, down 1 3/4. July is 457, down 1 1/4. Soybeans for May, 1194. Down 18 3/4. July is 12.11, down 16 3/4. And it just updated on me again here. Soybean meal, May 370.90, down 390. July 374.60, down 390. And soybean oils, May 42.36, down 79. July is 42.67, down 112. Hard red winter wheat, May 658. Down 15.5, and July 653, up 4.5. So anyway, wonder why that's done that way. May down 15, and that time was from yesterday. Anyway, I'm not a commodities broker, dealer, player, whatever, so I'll figure it out here. Cotton for July, 78.96, down 110. Speaking of cotton, I got a call from the Cotton King out of Ouachita County, and he's taking his mom to her first softball game in Oklahoma City. They're there right now. Went up there. He's taking her to watch a couple of the Big 12 softball games going on in Oklahoma City at Devon Field today. So anyway, congratulations to his mom. So for getting to finally go to a good softball game. October Cotton, 78-01, down 93. And West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil, June, 79.21, up 22 cents. And natural gas is for June, 228, up 10. The Dow, SP, and the NASDAQ are all in the green here. Dow futures and minis in up 222. S&P's up 20. And NASDAQ's up about 41. All right, let's check out some cattle here. Live cattle for June, 175.77, up 70. Or, back up, down 70. August, 173.60, down 62. And feeder cattle for May, 238.72, down 147. August, 250.95, down 145. Lean hogs in the red also. May, 91.92, down 60. June, 97.62, down 10. I just happened to be snooping around on the Planters Co-op Association down there at Lone Wolf's website, and I was looking for cash prices. Right now, current cash price for wheat is at $5.83, and Milo is at currently at $4.36. Anyway, anything else cool on their website that we can look at right now? Maybe later. How about that? Anyway, let's see here. I also have results from the beaver market Tuesday. Looked pretty good up there at Beaver, Oklahoma. Let's see here. We got the market transition report. 3,717 head were sold. Bred heifers. Yeah, they only sold 4 head of bred heifers weighing a little over 1,000 pounds. Brought 1,606 apiece. And then cattle, bulls, big boy was at 2,115. He brought 157. But the average here, they had 29 head, average weight 1,319, average price 158.73, averaged out a little over 2,000, almost $2,100 per head. And then bull calves were bringing 71 head, average weight 533, average price 283.99. 1514 a piece. And then what we got here, cows. Let's see what cows were doing. They had quite a few cows there. 179 cows, average weight 1140, average price 138.16, lower, almost $1,600 a head for a cow. So the slaughter cows. Heifer calves, looks like they was 126 head, average weight 504, average price 276.97. A few dollars short of $1,400 a head. And then we got heifers here, heifer yearlings, quite a few of those. 795 head, average weight 740, average price 228.21. And we got $12 short of $1,700 a head there. And then, yes, boss, if you're listening to my show, that's for real. All right, pairs. 20 head of pairs, average weight 1,031, average price 259.70. They would average $2,677.50 a head. Steers, calves, 113 head, 544 weight, 303.97 price, $1,653.25 there. Steers, yearlings, quite a few of those. Let me scroll down here to the total there. And 2,365 head of steers, average weight 903, average price 225.56, average price per head $2,037.92. And there is your report from the Beaver Stockyards up there in Beaver, Oklahoma. So anyway, let's go ahead and take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit of rainfall. We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com. Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
A whole herd of 2024 F-150s are stampeding at Barber Dyson Ford. In the northeast part of Elk City, we think it's truck month all year long. On the 2024 F-150s, we've got rebates up to $2,500 and options on low interest rates. Now's the time to get your family hauler with big rebates and interest as low as 0% on SUVs. Barber Dyson Ford wants your business. We'll give you more for your trade-in and do everything we can to get you in the new or pre-owned vehicle of your dreams. Next to the airport in Elk City and online at BarberDysonFord.net.
Blair Tire and Feed is helping you save some money. Firestone Ag is holding its Spring Into Savings event. That means you're going to save big money on the tires you need. Most Firestone radial tires are included in the sale, like their expanded line of 82 technology patterns and sizes. Eligible standard radial tires will have a $200 discount. Eligible 82 radial tires will have a $300 discount. That's big time savings on big time tires during a big time event. The Firestone Ag Spring Into Savings event at Blair Tire and Feed.
If you've been looking for a good dealer you can trust when it comes to buying a new car, truck, or SUV, well, the Lipscomb dealerships have arrived in Elk City and Sayre, and we'd like to invite you out to help us celebrate with good people and great deals on new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, and pre-owned vehicles backed by a family that's been in the car business for almost half a century and always puts you, the customer, first. Lipscomb. Good people. Great deals in Elk City, Sayre, and at LipscombDealerships.com.
May the 7th, XIT Auctions is selling 160 acres of good Ouachita County grassland, including revised wind turbine production of approximately $6,536 a year. 4 miles east of Rocky, Oklahoma, to Road 2240, then a quarter mile north. For information on this auction, or to talk about your auction, call auctioneer Aubrey Latham, 393-4440, or see all the details at xitauctions.com.
XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here's your ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma. Pick the city of Alva. 74 degrees, dew points 43, humidity's 33. The winds are out of the northeast at 9 miles an hour. 95 one-hundredths of an inch in the last 10 days is your precipitation. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 66. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.8. And sunset at 8:30. Forecast for Alva today, 79 for high. Northeast winds, 10 to 12. Mostly clear, low of 49 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 78 with light winds out of the north, northeast. There you have it. Anyway, I want to give you an update because I caught it about I don't even know which crop I got to. Wheat, I think it was. But anyway, I don't know what was wrong with my Ag Daily Lipscomb Dealership's Ag Market Update chart there. But anyway, I found me another, and I'm going to update it. The July and September's were right. But anyway, so I'm going to give you an update. May hard red winter wheat is now at 670, down 15 and a quarter is what it's saying. And July is up 9 3/4 at 658, if I read that right. Yes, I am reading that right. So anyway, 648. And then corn is for May is 445. down three. So anyway, sorry about that. I caught it when I got the wheat, like, that don't look right. So anyway, I can't do everything right. Okay, let's get to a little bit of precipitation because I got all kinds of cool stuff to talk about today. I'm going to give you an update real quick on the new drought monitor that came out for the U.S. If you check it out yourself, there's a lot less red this week than there was last week. There's none in Iowa now. A little bit showing up in Montana and northern Idaho. And, of course, southern New Mexico is always got red going on. But in Oklahoma, just some DO going on here, and the D0, that is, going on in western Oklahoma, northwestern Oklahoma up there, but around like between Buffalo and Slap Out, Beaver and Woodward and that area right there, you got some D2 going on, which is short-term drought, flash drought, but it hasn't changed much since last week. So must not got much rain over the last weekend. So anyway, hopefully this storm coming in Monday, it's a long ways away, we'll upgrade that. But other than that, man, the United States looks, there's not one drop of drought in Nevada and California going on. Okay, so let's check out some weather deal. Let me find my weather deal that I had up a while ago. I don't know what I did with it. Anyway, so Sean Walter sent me an app yesterday. Let me get to my email here. And let me find it real quick because I just sent it to me. All right, here it is. So if you Google Extreme Weather Watch, it will come up. ExtremeWeatherWatch.com, and you can get it for any state you want. Well, I'm going to pick Oklahoma because, like, going over Texas is like going over the whole United States. So I'm going to pick Oklahoma today. So what was the rainiest year in Oklahoma history? 2015. 53.7 inches of rain averaged across the state. What was the driest year in Oklahoma? Anybody want to take, anybody still around with us today? Anyway, that was born in 1910. 1910 was the driest year in Oklahoma history with an annual statewide precipitation of 20.3 inches. You guys got to check this app out because it gives you a selection of all the states, the month, and in the month it goes the entire year or it goes with the deal. But the second wettest year was in 1957. I think I remember a lot of people talking about 1957. A lot of bridges got washed out that year. And it was second wettest year was 47.9 year inches of rain. 1957. 1956 was 20.7 inches. The third wettest year, 1908, at 47 inches. 63 was the third driest at 21.6. And the fourth wettest year was 1973. And correct me if I'm wrong, if you're out there listening, I think in 1973, that's when they had to close I-40 down over here by Sayre. And because I think the North Fork of the Red River was splashing over the top of the river bridges over there. I'm pretty sure that was it. I remember seeing something on the front page of the Daily Oklahoma about that. But anyway, it was 48.8 years, inches. And 1901 was the driest at 22.5. That's the fourth driest. And one more. The fifth driest or wettest was 1915 and 46 inches of rain. And 1936 was the fifth driest at 22.8. So I went down and kind of broke it down in some months. And I'm going to go over the farmer's favorite months real quick. May, June, July, August, September, and October. So the wettest May on record was 2015 at 14.44 inches of rain averaged across the state. The driest was 1988 at 1.23 inches. That was been, that sucked. That's all I can tell you. And the wettest June was 2007, 9.51 inches. The driest June month was 1933, back in the Dust Bowl at 0.44 inches of rain. July, wettest, 1950, 9.7 inches of rain average across the state. And the driest was 1980, the year I graduated, 42 one-hundredths of an inch. And it gets bad in August here. The wettest was 1915 at 6.48 inches of rain. And the driest was the year 2000, not too far ago, too long ago, too far ago. That'll be a new one to my Jim Bonnick's vocabulary. Not too long ago, 2000, 12 one-hundredths of an inch. And in September, the wettest was 1945 into World War II at 7.76 inches of rain. And the driest was 1956 at 0.25 inches, 25 hundredths of an inch. In October, here we go. 1941 was the wettest at 10.75 inches, and the driest was 1952 at 14 one-hundredths of an inch. That was a dry October. So anyway, that's just some weather deals. You know, there's not, we talk climate change, global warming, blah, 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 and all this stuff, and I found it in a report. I'm not going to bring it up on my computer here because Sean had said something to me that Wayne had looked it up, but there was more ice formed and thicker in the North Pole than I think it said 60 something years at the North Pole. The ice was thicker and more of it than ever. So, you know, I need to check back, see when Al Gore was vice president and find out when the climate change was going to be drastic and the end of the world was going to happen, see what those years was. That would probably be more interesting than anything to see why he would say something like that. But anyway, I know farming, ranching, you know, you can have all these records, how much rain you want, or we've gotten and blah, blah, blah. Just all got to come at the right time. That's what we want. We got to schedule this with Mother Nature and say, hey, Mom, we need this rain here around the first week of May. That way peanuts can be planted, cotton can be planted, everybody's hay can get rained on. we can go on and on about that. So anyway, let's see here. I had an interesting fact out of Iowa again. Iowa just hits, yeah, I guess you need to be a billionaire to buy land in Iowa. $30,000 an acre. That's $28,550 more than my broad. How's that? Anyway, so here's the top five farmland transitions that's taking place in the United States from January to March so far here. And this is farmland. Number one, 117 acres in Sioux City, Iowa. $29,600 in February. Selling via the buyer's choice auction method, 117.41 acres in two separate tracts were sold near Orange City, Iowa. Track one, 40 acres, 39.50 tillable acres. Track two, 77.41 acres with 76.44 tillable acres. Both tracks sold for $29,600 per acre for a total price of $3.5 million. That came out to $301 per point for track one and $302 per point for track two. All right, number two on the list, near Sioux City again. $27,750, 94 acres, 71 of it was tillable. It was sold on an individual's basis and brought $27,750. Number three on the list, not Iowa, finally, Illinois, 80 acres basically, $21,400 per acre. Soil rating was 145, and whatever that means. Anyway, 145.5, and it was four tracks. How big was the tracks? 79.87 acres. Well, that wasn't very specific. Anyway, 41.9 acres. Another 80 acres in Sioux City, Iowa. $20,300. That's a bargain in that county. And then number five, 153.93 acres in Dodge County, Minnesota. Brought 16,100 acres. And does it have a soil rating? Nope, no soil rating. And then last one on the list, Walworth County, Wisconsin, 11,300 dollars per acre, 84.3 is the soil rating, and it's near Elkhorn, Wisconsin. 94 acres was sold at public auction. 92 acres of cropland, and then a sub-transmission line ran through the property. The track sold for $11,300. How about that? 95 acres brought $1.1 million. How do you make that work? Or can you even make that work? I mean, if you got the money, that's great. But anyway, so, all right, let's take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is proud to announce they're now offering the High Energy Liquid Livestock Feed Mix 30. This liquid protein fat supplement is for cattle on grass or hay forage and is now available at SEI Agritech for pickup or delivery. They also have half semi or semi loads available. For more information, give Ken a call at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317, or stop by the SEI Agritech location at 1400 South Randall in Elk City.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
From the classroom to the field, Elk City High School students are igniting sparks of brilliance, fueling the fire of progress in every endeavor they pursue. Whether it's breaking records in the academics or dominating the field, these students are the driving force behind Elk City's dynamic spirit. GAS is fully committed to supporting and fostering the spirit of innovation, because in Elk City, it's not just about moving forward, it's about racing ahead. That's why we're...
Are you looking to give your livestock the best nutrition possible? Well, head on over to the Sarah Farmers Co-op. Sarah Co-op is an authorized quality liquid feeds dealer. They handle a variety of QLF Ignite protein and mineral tubs, along with their Pasture Select 20-5 and 35-5 liquid feed. Short on time, the Sarah Co-op will supply, deliver, and fill your liquid feed tank for you so that you don't have to. Don't put it off. Head on over to the Sarah Co-op at 109 South 6th Street in Sarah, or give them a call at 928-2664.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, May 6th. 1,718 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 532 brought 269. 6 at 832 brought 227. 15 at 892 brought 226. 101 at 1,041 brought 208. 14 at 1045 brought 207. 14 at 1098 brought 201.50. 20 head of heifers at 554 brought 269. 3 at 618 brought 251. 15 at 763 brought 225. 20 at 770 brought 223. 6 at 849 brought 212. 8 at 932 brought 197. 10 at 958 brought 196. Butcher cows were 85 to 141. Butcher bulls brought 74 to 168. Pairs brought 1,000 to 23. 300. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome. Man, welcome back. Let's check out, who do we want to do today? What do I do more? Let's do Hollis today. How about that? Hollis, Oklahoma. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. 78 degrees, dew point's 34, humidity's at 20. The winds are out of the east northeast at 21 miles an hour with wind gust up to 28. 1.31 inches of rain so far in the last 10 days at Hollis. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 71. Sunset at 8:30. And 80 For a high today, tonight, 51. Tomorrow, 79 with light northeast winds. Anyway, what's happening to the Cowgirls in Oklahoma City? BYU's thumping on them. Got to get motivated. Come on, Cowgirls. You're better than that. Anyway, all right, let's see here. I wanted to talk about a bill that was introduced to help Texas cattle ranchers recover from the wildfires. Senator Ted Cruz and Representative Ronnie Jackson, both Republicans out of Texas, have introduced the Senate and House versions of the Livestock Indemnity Program Enhancement Act to help Texas livestock producers recover from the devastating wildfires that occurred in the Texas Panhandle earlier this year. This bill would require the USDA to establish an additional payment rate through the Livestock Indemnity, if I say that, indemnity, there we go, program for excessive unborn livestock death losses due to gestating livestock losses. The recent wildfires in the Texas Panhandle caused over 7,000 cattle losses, and yesterday I reported Texas AgriLife was up to 10,000, but that was including new unborn, so destroying the livelihoods of hundreds of ranchers and livestock producers in Texas. Texas ranchers are the backbone of Texas agriculture industry. After wildfires engulfed the Panhandle earlier this year, at least 7,000 cattle perished. These fires devastated Texas rangers, who are now struggling to rebuild. Senator Cruz said, "I'm proud to introduce legislation to strengthen the livestock indemnity program that will give Texas cattle producers the relief that need to build back their herds and restore the pillar of Texas agriculture." As Texas farmers and ranchers continue working to recover from devastating wildfires, it's critical to provide as much assistance and flexibility as possible to help them get back on their feet. Russell Bowing, president of the Texas Farm Bureau. We thank Senator Ted Cruz and Congressman Ronnie Jackson for introducing this. And then what else have we got going on here? So anyway, hopefully they get, you can get on, where does it say if you want to see it? This legislation is supported by American Farm Bureau Federation, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and TFB, and the Texas Southwestern Cattlemen's, all on board on this, baby. Help them out all you can. Solar power, how about that? 1 in 5 producers said they were actively involved in discussions about leasing farmland for solar generation of electricity, compared to 1 in 7 in April of 23. Farmers are beginning to regard energy production on their land, such as solar, wind, and carbon capture uses, as a factor in driving land values upward, said Purdue University survey, a Purdue University survey on Tuesday. The survey also found more farmers are exploring leases for solar production, and that lease rates were going higher and higher. And I heard it's $1,000 per acre per year in some areas already on the average. These results suggest that lease rates being offered for energy production could provide some support for farmland values and farmland value expectations, said Purdue's James Mentor and Michael Landemeyer, who oversees the monthly Ag Economy Barometer. The barometer, a gauge of farmer segment, suffered a springtime slump in the latest survey, followed by 14 points to a reading of 99, the lowest since June of 2020. The financial outlook for the coming year darkened till during April, said Purdue. The barometer also declined during the spring of 2019, 20, 22, 23. What happened in 21? 5% of respondents named energy production as the main reason they expected higher farmland values in the future, and was the first time the Ag Barometer reported energy production as a factor in land values. 1 in 5 producers said they were actively involved in discussions about leasing farmland for solar generation of electricity, compared to 1 in 7 in April 23. Well, I read that once. Some 58% they said they were offered at least $1,000 an acre, said the barometer. Half as many operators, 27%, were offered that amount in June of 2021. So there you go. Bids to lease land for solar were on the rise this spring. In March, 54% of the producers said they were offered at least $1,000 an acre, 4 percentage points lower than the April figure. A record 33 gigawatts of solar capacity was installed last year, raising the nationwide total to 162.8 gigawatts, according to a solar trade group. For the Ag Barometer, Purdue interviewed 400 operators with production worth at least $500,000 a year. According to USDA data, 7.4% of U.S. farms have annual sales of $500,000 or more. The survey has a margin of error, plus or minus 5%. Latest survey was conducted basically 30 days ago today. How about that? So anyway, I did learn something yesterday. Went into Sun Rotor Pumps here in Elk City, and I was trying to figure out the wattage and all that good stuff on solar power on irrigation, not a cow lot, a cow tank. But anyway, so here's what I was told there yesterday. Pretty, and I need to get them back on to talk about this. Anyway, it takes 1,000 watts or 3 solar panels of their size, and I think there's 40 inches by 6 foot, I think, somewhere in that neighborhood. Anyway, it takes 3 of them to produce 1,000 watts, and it takes 1,000 watts to energize 1 horsepower. So if you got a 10 horsepower pump, it's going to take what? 10,000 watts. Is that right? Yep. And then that'll take what? 30 panels to do a 10 horsepower pump for irrigating. Now, if you need to irrigate at night, that's going to be kind of a rough deal unless you put a bunch of dang batteries out there for storage. But anyway, 1,000 watts equals 1 horsepower of a submersible pump. And I didn't ask him if that meant, anything on depth of the pump. I guess, well, the size of the pump will determine your depth of the well. So if you're 60 foot and you got a 10 horsepower, if you're 200 feet, probably going to need 15 or 20 horsepower. That's why you talk to the experts on that deal. The Asian longhorn tick has now been found in 19 states. Something else we need to worry about. Ticks are an issue beef and dairy producers and veterinarians contend with every year, but not all ticks warrant the description the USDA offers for the Asian longhorn tick. Invasive pest that poses serious threat to livestock is what the USDA says. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, reported in April of 23 the Asian longhorn ticks have been found in 19 states. You ready? Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, Georgia, Indiana, Kentucky, Maryland, Massachusetts, Missouri, New Jersey, New York City, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Texas, Virginia, and West Virginia. The ticks were, came from East Asia, fed on many hosts, including beef, and are feed on many hosts, including beef and dairy cattle. Large numbers of the tick can infest a single host, impacting growth, performance, and milk production. The tick also carries, I can't even pronounce that, it's a protozoan organism, notice I said that right, that causes disease in cattle by infecting red blood cells. I bet you guys all got your hope up when we started talking about organisms, didn't you? Here we go. In some regions of New Zealand and Australia, for instance, the tick can reduce production in dairy cattle by an estimated 25%. An Ohio State University assistant professor in veterinary preventive medicine, Reza Pessopane, I think that Pessopane, found that to be the case in 2021. A farmer called OSU to report three of his 18 cows heavily infested with the ticks had died. One of these was a healthy male bull about 5 years old. And man, they had to put it down. So anyway, stay alert. Dr. Mouse always says preventive is only way to prevent ticks and stuff. So keep eye out on ticks in your cattle. Mainly one way I can find ticks in mine is their ears and either looking or they're acting kind of one-sided there. So anyway, keep an eye out on that. We don't need that crap around here. Anyway, have a great day. Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust there in Elk City, Oklahoma. God bless.